December 23rd. Claude Debussy writes La Mer at Eastbourne. On this day in 1894, Claude Debussy's Prélude à l'après-midi d'un faune was first performed in Paris. It was based on French poet Stéphane Mallarmé's beautiful poem of the same name. Debussy's work was well received. He was a child prodigy and a brilliant pianist, as well as a composer. His work at the time was considered very modern and impressionistic. It was a different story, though, in 1912, when the Ballet Russe of Diaghilev gave their first performance of the work in dance form. The brilliant but erotic dancing of the star male dancer Nijinsky was too much for the audience. On the second night, the police were called. Debussy's private life was chaotic, and though twice married, he had numerous affairs. He stayed briefly at Eastbourne when things got too difficult at home, and during his stay he wrote his famous piece, La Mer, later made into a popular song by Charles Trenet after World War II. Here is the beginning of Stéphane Mallarmé's poem about the après-midi d'un faune, the afternoon of a faune. Here it is in translation. These nymphs, I would perpetuate them, so bright, their crimson flesh that hovers there, light in the air, drowsy with dense slumbers. Did I love a dream? My doubt, mass of ancient night, ends extreme, in many a subtle branch, that remaining the true woods themselves proves, alas, that I too offered myself alone, as triumph, the false ideal of roses. Let's see, or if those women you note reflect your fabulous senses, desire. Fawn, illusion escapes from the blue eye, cold like a fount of tears of the most chaste. But the other, she, all sighs and contrasts, you say, like a breeze of day, warm on your fleece. Today I ask for the ability to see new meanings in life and to pass on to others the chance to reevaluate their own visions.